from coast to coast and around the world. This is Kaleidoscope, America's most exciting radio magazine. Stay tuned for more.
Hello and welcome to Ultra Mega OK, show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I'm your host, DJ Czar, and I'm going to go back in time a little bit today to one of my older collections of MP3s. Most of these I found on ocremix.org, that's OCREMIX.org, but the thing is I found them on OC many years ago, so a lot of them aren't there anymore, and this one in particular has something of an interesting story behind it. I don't know if this has ever been done for any of the other remixes on the site, but this remix was first submitted to OC Remix, and it was accepted. And then, I think maybe a year or two later, the remixer came back, and he didn't really like the original remix that he'd done, so he redid it. And he improved it, because he had improved his skills over the time between he had submitted both of them. And so they replaced the old version of this remix with a newer version. And the newer version is more technically competent, I'll gladly say that, but I have a real soft spot for the old version. It's very piercing, it's very in-your-face, and, you know, it's kind of just very simple. And it was one of my favorite tracks from the original game to begin with, so I always had a lot of fondness for this. But it's kind of interesting to think that this version of it is now, you know, a little bit hard to find. This is from Final Fantasy VIII, this is by Beat Drop, and this is Man with the Trance Machine. Thank you. That was Man with the Trance Machine from Final Fantasy VIII. You could find that on OC Remix not that long ago. Well, actually, no, that's not true. You could find that on OC Remix a pretty long time ago, all things considered. But I always like, well, you can find a newer version there now. But I like that older version myself. I liked, I don't know, it's just kind of simplistic, but it's got the nice piercing synth and all that, you know. You get fond of the things the first time you hear them. But this next track is something a little bit interesting. It's from a fairly obscure game, all things considered, and I probably wouldn't know it very much myself, but it was one of those games that, as a kid, I would rent from, you know, a video store. Me and my brother would rent this game a lot. And we would play the versus mode over and over and over and over again. And we had a lot of fun with the versus mode in this game. And if you've ever played it, you'll know why, because it was really a lot of fun. You could set traps, you know, and you know, it was kind of elaborate for the time. And at least it was interesting enough for us to, you know, lose a couple hours into it. And that's what I'll have a lot of fondness for. I think it got re-released for the Game Boy Color at some point, I can't remember. But mostly it's just kind of vanished into the ether. And I wouldn't mind actually seeing a revival of it at some point, but either way, the music is kind of vague for me. You know, I mean, as a kid, I didn't really pay too much attention to music unless it really stood out to me. But either way, something about this remix, and there's more than one, which has kind of impressed me, but you know, this remix kind of reminded me of, you know, all those hours I spent playing this game with my brother. And the music kind of got more familiar to me the more I heard it, which I guess makes sense. But anyway, I think this is still on OCR. It might not be. They might have taken it down. To ocremix.org, that's OCREMIX.org. This is by DJ Sheerdark. This is from Spy vs. Spy, and as an example of how dated this is the Y2K style. That was DJ Sheer Dark with Y2K Style from Spy vs. Spy. We'll be back for more after these messages.
Welcome to your new job, young man.
Thanks, boss. So, when do I get to choose my new office?
Choose? What do you mean, choose?
I'm looking for something in a corner window office, maybe facing the park.
Yet another person spoiled forever by Autotrader.com, the biggest, best used car site on the planet. After he found just the used car he was looking for from the huge selection at Autotrader.com, he expects to get choices like that all the time.
Hey, this one's nice.
I'll say it is. That's my office.
Perfect.
Autotrader.com. Your car is waiting.
According to scientists who study this stuff, people blink their eyes 20,000 times a day. So if you're not careful, you could easily miss how fast GEICO Auto Insurance starts working on your claim. Often we can handle details in hours instead of days. And in just 15 minutes, or roughly 210 bats of an eye, GEICO could save you 15%. So call GEICO at 1-800-947-AUTO. You may blink twice when you see the savings. That's 1-800-947-AUTO. GEICO Direct, the sensible alternative.
And we're back with Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I am your host, DJ Zar, and this next track is, has been remixed before. It's been a game that gets a lot of remixes because it's really high up on the list of people's favorite games ever, And the thing is, I've never really heard a remix of this that gave it enough energy. I've always thought they needed more, guitars. And this remix comes very close at the beginning to having the right feel I think this theme should have. But then it kind of, it softens out a bit, and it's a little bit disappointing. But the lead-up to it is really great, and the ending is pretty good, too. And, I've always had a lot of fondness for it. For a bit of history, this remix is by Mustin, and as you know, there's a ton of drama in the video game remixing community, of course. But Mustin and DJ Pretzel, who is the guy who runs OCRemix.org, did not like each other. They had a lot of fights back in the day. I can't remember why. I mean, this is mostly stuff I heard about. I didn't actually watch these happen, but, Mustin and DJP did not get along. And it was Mustin and Vert and a few other people that actually led the Great Exodus back in the day, where they all of them left OC Remix and took all of their remixes with them, and then they formed VG Mix, which went up and down, for years and years until I think it's finally up for good now, maybe. But anyway, the thing is that, Vert, I believe, has yet to make up with DJP, and the two of them still dislike each other. I think Mustin and DJP have actually settled things. So I think Mustin has submitted remixes back to OCR recently and had them accepted, and DJP and Mustin were like, no, it's cool, it's been a long time, we don't, it's over. Which may or may not be true, but either way, this remix is one of his older ones. As a result, he might have taken it down when he left, or it could still be on the site. I can't really remember offhand, but either way, you can look at OCRemix.org, that's OCREMIX.org to find it. It's from Final Fantasy 3/6, this is by Mustin, as I mentioned, this is the Atomizer. That was The Atomizer by Mustin, originally from FF3, or, well, Final Fantasy VI, really. I still think of it as Final Fantasy III. But either way, I like that one a lot. It's just, I wish there was a little bit more energy at points to it, you know, but the build-up to the beginning of it is so good. But either way, we'll be back for more after these messages.
This is what sex is like in an ordinary condom. This is what sex is like in a new Durex condom. Been missing. Set yourself free with the most exciting condoms ever made. New Durex condoms for ultimate sensitivity. Now safe sex doesn't have to feel that way. Set yourself free with new Durex condoms. Durex. Durex.
Another great place to use Visa.
They giggle and jiggle, they jump and they sing, they poke and they play with most wondrous things. And that's just the parents. At Creative Kid Stuff in Minneapolis, you'll find the most enchanting toys and games for kids of all ages. But if you want to bring home their innovative playthings, you better bring your Visa card. Because at Creative Kid Stuff, you can let your child's imagination run wild, but you can't use American Express. Visa, it's everywhere you want to be.
And we're back with Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I'm your host, DJ Czar. This next track is one that was kind of vanished, I think, recently. There used to be a sub-site to OCR. It was run by a guy called Bart Klepka, and he used to post his remixes there. I don't know why he didn't submit them to the site, or why he had a sub-site. Maybe he was a friend of DJP's, who knows. But by the way, he did a lot of various PC remixes, and he did ones for games that are fairly obscure, which is why I hung on to a lot of his stuff. Unfortunately, if I remember right, I think his subsection has vanished, or it has moved somewhere, or something along those lines, so I'm not sure I can really give you a good place to go look for this. Though if you type in Bart Klepka, you might find it. But either way, this track remix from a game that I used to play a lot. I barely didn't really understand a lot of it, but, you know, I understood enough to be able to play it. And, you know, I could go for the one goal that I did understand. But it was a Civ clone. There were a lot of Civilization clones back in the day. I mean, a whole lot, if you were playing the PCs. Or the PC market. But there were a few that stood out to me. I really like Colonization, for example. You know, and there was space. There was like a ton. But this one in particular kind of stood out to me. It was really broken, looking back on it now that I can notice this. But it was. The system was really all over the place. And it was not very, you know, well put together. But the thing is, I do remember the music from this game a lot. And I have a lot of fondness for it. And I would probably play it again. Heck, I don't know. But this remix of it just kind of brings back a lot of memories. I used to watch my brothers play this, I used to watch my dad play this, I used to play it myself, so, you know, I saw a lot of this game. But this is by Bart Klepka, and this is from Masters of Magic, and he just called this the Masters of Magic Transmix. That was Bart Klepka with the Masters of Magic Transmix, and I forgot how much I love the theme from that game. It brings back a lot of memories for me. But this one, next track, is something I've always hung on to because I thought it was hilarious. It's just proof that a remixer can remix anything. If you've played Sonic the Hedgehog, I don't think this is on OC Remix anymore, which is a real shame because it's hilarious, but if you've ever played Sonic the Hedgehog, you know this song, and you know the kind of visceral, you know, nervousness it instills in you, which is why, like, this remix, I think, is pretty hilarious. It really kind of captures that frantic, oh god, oh god, oh god, kind of feeling to me. And I still think the fact that it even got remixed, considering it's like 6 seconds long, is kind of, you know, pretty hilarious to me in itself. And it got remixed into about, you know, a 2-minute song, which is kind of impressive, you know, right there. I don't know where you can find this nowadays, but this is by DJ Seth. Scythe. This is from Sonic the Hedgehog, and this is Water Warning. Thank you for listening, and please tune in next week for more of the same here in the Kaleidoscope Radio Network.
Coast to coast and around the world, this is Kaleidoscope, America's most exciting radio magazine. Stay tuned for more.